All right, let's get started. I'm going to, open the group up now and welcome. I'm Sandy Henderson. I'm one half of WLS Success Matters. We offer these support group calls once a month. We alternate between the third Thursday of the month and the first Saturday of the month. So this is obviously a Thursday. The next call will be on the first Saturday of March. Whoever just called in, please mute yourself, or I'm going to mute you. I can't. Whoever just called in, please mute yourself. Okay, that's handled. Thank you. And we're here because we enjoy giving back to the community that helped save my life. I'm 16 plus years post-op. I'll be 17 years post-op on May 28th of 2021. And I'm over 200 pounds down and maintaining. And it varies between like 215 and 230 pounds. And that doesn't bother me. I can, I can adjust the weight as it goes. And of course, COVID, made it the lower end of the loss. So, I've only lost 215 pounds. And if I hear any of you say I only lost, I get really upset with that, because every pound gone is a pound out the window that we never have to see again. And we should celebrate every pound. And so that's that. Any of you who need verification after the call that you have attended the support group, go to the following website, and it's all there for you. It's WLSSuccessMatters.com/support. And everything is in small letters. So I'll say it again, because I see people with pens. WLSSuccessMatters.com/support. And obviously, if you forget the website where to go to, get your verification, please send us an email. You're welcome to email us about, anything that comes up. So without much further ado, I kind of would love everybody to introduce themselves. I don't know if you can see you see my palm tree. My palm tree is actually out in back. I'm in Southern California, about a little over a block from the beach. And while we're blessed with warm weather right now, for those of you everywhere else where it's bitter freezing cold and snowing, icy rain and all of that, we have gale winds. So, okay. And, if you would mute yourself, unless you want to add to the call, and then please feel free to, unmute yourself and add. If I can see you on camera and you want to say something, you can just kind of raise your hand. Otherwise, if you just speak and give me your first name, nobody else can identify you, by your first name. Whoever just called in, please make sure that you mute yourself. Thank you. We'll move on from here. Tonight, I wanted to talk a little bit about the subject matter is called Tiny Bites, Big Calories. And it's really about nutrition and what we can do to basically streamline some of the foods we eat, some of the foods we choose, either by substitution or by just staying in the moment and being aware. Because I don't know if you all were aware of it, it only takes 200 extra calories a day to gain 10 pounds in a year. 200 extra calories a day. I wonder how many calories that Starbucks or coffee bean or coffee shop frou-frou coffee is. I wonder how that, second glass of wine, second cocktail, second beer I wonder how many calories, you know, that is. It's really important to look at all these things. When we take a closer look at everything that we eat and drink on a regular basis, you give yourself the opportunity to identify and evaluate the things that you're eating mindlessly. There's so much that we do mindlessly. Who has been caught? No. Who has noticed themselves? There's nothing bad. There's something very typical about it. In the bag or the bowl of tortilla chips, saying, I'll only have a few. And before you know it, the bag or the bowl is just about empty. Notice I'm raising my hand because the honesty is what it's all about. It's being honest with yourself and being aware and living in the moment. So you want to identify and eliminate the foods that really don't matter to you. It can save you hundreds of calories in a day. You go to a restaurant, you forget to ask the server to leave the dressing off of the hamburger. That whatever it is, you know, that mayonnaise and whatever mixture, if you remembered, you could have saved another 100 calories. Remember, only two remembrances like that, and you've avoided gaining two in a day, and you've avoided gaining 10 pounds in a year. So it's paying attention to the little things. And when you don't realize it, when you think this bite isn't gonna make any difference, and having one more of these is really not gonna make a difference, you might wanna stop and reconsider and think about it. One of the ways that we think about it and stay in the moment is to track what we eat. There's many apps for tracking food, and there's many other ways to do it. For years, I used a pencil and paper. Now I'm using an app called Carb Manager, and I'm using it for a specific reason, because I am watching my carbs as I'm learning to use a new tool, and I'll talk about that a little bit later. And I'm watching my carbs. Some days I'm asked to eat more carbs than the day before, and that means I have to plan. Planning your food and working your plan is another way for you to stay aware. Example, you might not really like milk. So why is it that you're buying whole milk or 2% milk? Why are you not just buying skim milk and saving the calories there? That's a real easy, you know, easy example. You want to be sure to read all the labels. You want to look at calories and protein and fat. Those are the three things that make up, and carbohydrates. Those are the three things that make up the calories in food. Carbohydrates are 4 calories per gram. Protein is 4 calories per gram. Fat is 9 calories per gram. So you see how being aware of just the fat in a particular food can save you calories in the long run, and fewer calories. The fewer calories that you intake, the easier it is to shed some pounds or to maintain your weight if you happen to be at your goal or close to it. So this works for people who are brand new, who haven't had surgery yet. This works for people who have just had surgery, people who are 6 months or a year out, people who are 2 years, 4 years, and 10 years out. It's the paying attention. It's the not eating mindlessly and being fully aware of what you're consuming. There's a simple way to get started if it's too much trouble for you to write everything down, look it up before you eat it. And that would be to spend a few days taking pictures of everything that goes in your mouth. That means from this piece of gum, which I have just in case I start coughing, to this tea, to my bottle of water, to the bite of cookie I took off my husband's plate. It's really important to be fully aware, and maybe looking at it, maybe stopping and taking that picture will bring you into the current moment. We are so used to reaching and putting food in our mouth and continuing on reaching and putting food in our mouth that staying in the moment will keep us in the place where we can decide, do we really want this or do we really want another bite? Are we done eating? Have we had enough? Are we satisfied? Can we push away from the table? Can we push away from the plate of food and go on with whatever's next? Wait our 30 minutes and then start drinking our water again. Or in this, you know, when it's cooler out, I prefer herbal tea. And that has no caffeine and no calories and is, you know, is minty water or flavored, literally just a flavored water with no calories that's warm. It's easier to drink than hot water, you know, and it works for me. But why not take a look and eliminate some of the calories that you're eating mindlessly? Become aware of the foods that you don't really care about. Do you really care about that soggy, soft hamburger bun on the hamburger? I don't. It's just going to get stuck when I try to eat it. So I can remove it. Or better yet, when I make it at home, I don't even have to cook with it. And guess what? 16 plus years post-op, my husband doesn't get a hamburger bun either. He doesn't argue about it. I just make the burgers tasty enough that he's perfectly happy with it. When he goes out with, you know, one of my grandkids or something and, you know, they'll do the fast food drive-through, does he get a burger? You bet. When's the last time I went through drive-through? Not in 2021. Not in 2020. I don't think in 2019. Sometimes I do because of where we're headed and it's the only place to stop. And then I wind up with something like a salad with grilled chicken on it or something like that, or a grilled chicken lettuce wrap, or even a lettuce wrap burger. Every fast food place will do that for you now. So there's ways to really cut the calories. So anybody want to share some foods that they think they're eating mindlessly that they're not even aware of? Anybody with kids, prep the kids' food and take a taste. Got to make sure it's okay, right? I guess it's not a sharing that.
Hi.
Okay, Kelly.
Hi, my name is Chanel.
Oh, Chanel, go ahead. Share with us.
Yeah. Well, I have a 3-year-old and he loves pizza. So I know that's kind of something I indulge in that I know I probably shouldn't.
Mm. Should and shouldn't make it seem as if you're denying yourself? Is the 3-year-old happy with an individual sized pizza?
Yeah.
Can you save half of it? Because he or she probably doesn't eat the whole thing at 3. Can you save half of it for the next day for heat it up for lunch for them?
Yes, I definitely can.
What could you eat instead of pizza? You know, 3-year-olds typically don't care if it's frozen pizza. We might, but 3-year-olds typically don't care. They're fine. As long as you call it pizza, they'll eat it. Yeah.
Yeah. Most likely fish. I usually air fry a piece of salmon most of the time for dinner.
That's what I'm having tonight, by the way, is air fried salmon. I have a great recipe for it.
Yeah, and I usually eat that with a green vegetable. I usually try Brussels sprouts most of the time. But I try to switch it up so I don't get bored.
Sure. What could you eat besides salmon? I couldn't eat salmon every night. It's excellent.
No.
Really good.
That's the hard one.
Yeah.
I make my salads from scratch. I really enjoy salad. Another thing I kind of got into eating was chicken, but I'll buy a certain kind of chicken, and I'll grill it, and most of the time I'll eat that with a vegetable. I try to stick with the vegetable, I try to limit my carbs, but it's kind of difficult because, I don't have a lot of recipes that I could choose from right now.
Okay, where are you on your journey?
I'm in the beginning. I have another 5 months to my surgery.
Okay. Wendy, who is the other half of WLS Success Matters, and I have authored a cookbook of some great recipes, and there's some people on the call who can tell you if they like the recipes or not. I have a couple of heads nodding. I don't know if you have any visual at all, if you can see the heads nodding. There are some great recipes in there. And by the way, there's a recipe, there's a couple of recipes for healthy pizza, believe it or not.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You can make pizza.
I would love to check it out.
You can make pizza from ground, really low fat ground beef. And it works.
Okay.
So you might want to go to our, go to our website, which is WLSSuccessMatters.com, and, take a look at the cookbook and see if you, if you would like to get it, because it'll give you lots of different recipes using all sorts of different foods. There's probably in there at least half a dozen hamburger recipes, believe it or not. Just burgers, round burgers.
Yeah.
But
I haven't had a burger in so long.
If you like ground turkey, if you like ground chicken, or if you like, you can get 93% to 96% lean ground beef and use ground beef. Make a burger, put a slice of cheese on it, put some lettuce and tomato with it, and another green vegetable with it, and you've got yourself a burger for dinner, and all of this can be done in the air fryer really fast. I love my air fryer. Yeah, I absolutely do. But I just want to share with you that you need to begin thinking, and it's hard when you're in the initial stage and when you're in your 6 months pre-surgery program. It's very difficult to think outside the box. We are so programmed to do the same thing over and over and over again. And then you get that idea that, your grilled salmon, your air fried salmon with Brussels sprouts, green beans, asparagus, whatever you make with it, whatever green vegetable you make with it is quick and easy. And, it meets the needs of the program. But you're going to get tired of it sooner or later. And when you get that pizza for your three-year-old, you're going to take a bite or two and try to forget about it later. What if you had a delicious dinner? And not saying that salmon and a vegetable isn't delicious. I love it. But what if you had a different delicious dinner tomorrow night to look forward to, and you had pizza for your three-year-old? I mean, your three-year-old's getting most of the food groups in that pizza, you know, if you're careful. Mm-hmm. Or what if you made a pizza that everybody could have?
Yeah, that will work out better.
You see the different thought process that's involved? When my youngest grandchild turned 18, and so 16 plus years ago, she was a little thing when I had weight loss surgery. Well, she grew up when she came to my house for dinners or barbecues or whatever, she grew up eating the foods that I prepped. I didn't prep anything special for them, except for the kids. I kept a tub of chocolate chip cookie dough in the refrigerator. For some odd reason, it never called to me. So I was safe with it. They thought grandma made the best darn chocolate chip cookies in the world. Not so much. I make great ones from scratch, but I wouldn't do that because then I'd be eating them and eating the cookie dough. So I made those for them, or they helped me make them when they came over. But that was the only real treat that went with it. Otherwise, it was food that I was making for myself and my husband and everybody else. I might add something to it, I might add some, mashed potatoes or a baked potato or something, like that, for my husband and for the kids. But I had my portions and my food. So you need to start thinking what's going to serve your journey best. What's going to help you get to where you want to be. And that really works. Thank you so much for sharing.
No, thank you.
Did somebody else want to share?
Yes. I'm sorry. Did you want to go first, Kelly? Can you hear me?
Yeah, she said go ahead.
Oh,
whoever.
Okay.
It's okay.
I'm a middle school teacher, and my biggest issue is I am a mindless eater. I snack a lot while I'm, because my eighth graders, I allow them to eat in the classroom, and I also snack. So my biggest issue is like finding the right snacks that are beneficial to me. So that is my biggest issue.
Okay, what have you found so far?
Well, I do like vegetables. I am a vegetable eater, so I like carrots.
Okay.
So I don't mind eating vegetables. I don't mind eating fruit, but I don't always eat those things,
Well, where did the other stuff come from?
Where did the other foods come from?
Yeah.
Snack machines. Because our middle schoolers are allowed to have snacks, and we do have a snack machine in the lounge, and sometimes I want my chocolate.
Okay. Why don't you bring your snacks from home? Is there a refrigerator in the teacher's lounge?
There is. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what if on Sunday night you prepped 5 snacks for yourself in school packages and brought them with you? But they don't have to be the same boring thing. They can be tasty. Do you like eggs? Do you like hard-boiled eggs?
I do.
A hard-boiled egg with whatever you like on it is great. A little container of yogurt is great, because not only are you snacking, but you're getting protein at the same time. And it's protein that keeps you satisfied. When you have that chocolate, within a half an hour, if it's not before that, within a half an hour, you're wanting more, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. That's what, carbohydrates, do like that, do is they, they trigger the desire for more by messing with our blood sugar. And that's as chemical and as complicated as I get on that particular issue. But think about snacks that you can make. Maybe, I don't know if you like celery, but maybe celery with a teaspoon or a tablespoon of natural peanut butter so it doesn't have sugar added. Or what I use when I'm having a serious peanut butter craving is I use defatted peanut flour. It comes in many forms. PB2 is one. Trader Joe's has another. They're all about the same. 2 tablespoons, and you can reconstitute it with about a tablespoon of water and make a smooth peanut butter. 2 tablespoons of it is 70 calories, and I think it's 5 grams of protein. Mm-hmm. And you're getting this taste that you like. You're getting crunch from the celery, and you're also getting your snack.
Okay.
Does that sound like a possibility to you?
That sounds like a great plan. You're right. If I just pre-pack my snacks for the week, I think that would really benefit me the most.
Good.
That way I won't be so tempted.
Exactly, because you have something there that you can go to. Give it a try. Let us know. You know, come and shoot us an email or go on our Facebook page and let us know how it works out for you. Thank you for sharing. I have 2 people. No, one of them is me. Sorry. I have somebody, I think it was the lady who was speaking. No, I have several that have their phones off mute, and we're getting some squeak back. Let's let Kelly share right now because she had wanted to share. So take yourself off. There you go, Kelly.
There you go. Hi. I think for me, definitely a person that tastes, I cook a lot. Usually, you know, cook homemade, you know, at least 5-6 nights a week. And I think I am a big taster, you know, and those calories tend not to get counted, I think, because I just feel like they're not that they're invisible, but I just don't think about it as I'm tasting. But the other thing that I've noticed recently, because I've been trying to eat healthier snacks and whatnot, I think I was wasting or eating. I would buy hummus, but I would eat crackers with it. So I've recently changed it to like cut up peppers, you know, red peppers, yellow peppers. I'm not a big, I don't like the taste of celery at all raw. I can eat it cooked, but I just don't like it raw. And cucumbers. So I think for me, even with breakfast, instead of having like a waffle, I've changed it to like a half a cup of cottage cheese, something that's a little more, I think, beneficial. And I feel like I have noticed, I feel like the cottage cheese lasts a little longer with me. I'm not feeling as hungry, whereas I didn't realize that before. I think I have to train myself because I automatically reach for carbs. I think I'm like a carb bread, crackers type of person, not even so much sweets, but I think I use a lot of calories in eating the wrong carbs. So that's, I know, and the snacking when I cook. So definitely those things are like a pitfall for me.
That's great. And it's great that you're identifying them because you're working through, you know, if I remember, you wanted verification that you've attended. So you haven't had surgery yet, probably. So you're working towards it. And if you're prepared beforehand, you've got, you know, not only your foot in the door, you've got your whole self in the door and you're ready to go. You're making the changes that are going to be necessary for the rest of your life. Yeah, I have found that the mini sweet, it's really funny. I can eat celery uncooked and cooked. The mini sweet peppers, uncooked, are great for scooping hummus. They're wonderful for that. And I can, I can eat them and enjoy them. They've been so good lately. They're really sweet tasting. So they hit like a crunch and then the hummus is good. And then, you know, all sorts of tastes and textures. And that's what being mindful about eating is. It's when you're there taking that bite, notice how it tastes. Notice how it feels in your mouth, the different textures, the different flavors, and enjoy it. Because it's not about denying yourself, because that doesn't work very well. If it did, none of us would have needed weight loss surgery, because we're all aces on following diets. And the minute we stop, uh-oh. You know, I lost 100 pounds before surgery three times. And every time I lost it, when I started putting it back on, it was plus more, until just before surgery, I weighed 424 pounds. And, you know, at my lowest weight, I had shed 235 pounds. So, you know, pretty happy with myself and pretty happy about where I am now at 72 years. I hate to say old, young, you know, and living, you know, a life that I probably would not have been alive with my medical conditions. So did somebody else want to share with us? There's two other lines. And Kelly, that's so important. Be aware. Can I ask you to try to do something? It might be really tough to get started doing, but when you grab that bite to taste, keep your phone with you in the kitchen. And when you grab that bite to taste it, I'm not asking you not to taste it right now. I'm asking you to take a picture of it, because that will begin a habit of you stopping before you taste it.
When you said that, I never thought about taking a picture until you said it earlier. And I thought, I'm going to do that, because I think I'm going to be really surprised when I look at the end of the day at those pictures.
We often are. Did anybody else have something to share at this point? I have, three phones open, and I don't know if they have something to share or not. Okay.
Yes.
All right, go ahead. I guess not. I guess that was somebody talking in the background. So, you know, all those tiny bites matter. I think we've got them. And be aware of the foods that you don't, you know, really care about, and eliminate them. Can anybody think of foods that they're eating right now that they don't really care about, that they don't actually really like, that they're eating because they think they're diet foods even? Diet's a four-letter word, and I hate it, but that's okay. Anybody? Kathy, go ahead. Unmute.
You know, those protein bars, I know they're good in a pinch when you're starving and you don't have access to food, and I know they're shelf-stable, but they're acidic in my mouth. I mean, they make my palate burn, and they're bricks, solid bricks, and they have a chocolate hint of flavor. But sometimes I find I use them, or use a half of one, when I need something sweet, and otherwise I will go for something that is less of a good choice. And I grab one of those, and I'm not a fan of it. And after a half a bar of it, I'm just not that satisfied. And then I wind up going for the sweet thing, and then I have the calories from the bar, and then the calories from the sweet thing I ate.
Bingo. Yeah. So it's, you know, those diet foods might work at the very, very, very beginning of our journey, when we actually don't know what to do. But that's why you're all here tonight, is to start learning, you know, those of you who are at the very beginning, to start learning, you know, what it is that you, you know, are going to, you know, need to be doing to be successful in the long term. Kathy, what else could you have that's kind of on the sweet side? It's shelf stable. I get it. Okay. So again, you're at the hospital. You have a refrigerator. Can you put stuff in there? And does it matter if you don't eat it that week and you throw it away?
Well, I I try to get the pre-measured out small cottage cheese containers. Some of them have like automatically with pineapple or raisins in it, and I kind of look at the carbs on that. So sometimes that helps. The low carb yogurts, Greek yogurts, plain or with some sort of vanilla or flavoring in it, sometimes that helps. But that's really not very chewy, and I find it dumps out of my stomach fairly quickly. So I'm still kind of searching for something a little more solid that will satisfy me, that will also satisfy my sweet tooth.
Okay, so I'm going to make a suggestion that you just look at, and you look thoroughly to find what might work. So what you're looking for is a little bit of crunch on top of that yogurt, so that the yogurt gives you the protein. Also, you know, for me, one Faye 0% plain individual cup, not eating it plain. I don't do it plain. I'll use it to, you know, mix and stuff. But one of those with something on it that has crunch, just a little bit, would be very satisfying. So I don't know what it is. Is it a 40 calorie tablespoon of slivered almonds? I use slivered almonds a lot because I get the almond taste, and one tablespoon goes a long way. I put them on my salad. You know, who needs croutons when I have one tablespoon of almonds, slivered almonds on my salad? I get them dry roasted, so they are 40 calories and they have protein in them. And yeah, they have some fat in them. It's good fat. So that's one thing. Look at, grape nuts, or granola that you actually could control just a tablespoon of. But just a little bit on those little 6-ounce containers goes a very long way. And if you use I'm using the Oikos Triple Zero for flavored yogurts. If you use one of those with just a little bit of something else, it's pretty darn satisfying and pretty low in carbs and high in protein. And yeah, it's going to be 100 plus calories, but where are the calories coming from and how are they going to react in your body? So that's a thought of where to go with that. And yeah, give up those protein bars if you can. But yeah, I know you always have to have at least one around for emergencies. I have used them before. But if I take several with me when I travel to have my 911 food, and they're my Quest Peanut Butter Supremes, which are my favorite protein bars because they're just like eating chunky peanut butter with a tablespoon out of the jar. Did I just tell you why I did that? Used to do that. I don't own peanut butter anymore. Doesn't come in my house because it's trigger. And I would find myself at night when I was making my cup of tea and relaxing before I, went to bed while I was away from home, I would have to have at least a half of the Quest bar. Why? Was I hungry? No way. I knew it was there. So it's really important to look out for your triggers too. And my biggest suggestion to the people who aren't aware of who we are as WLS Success Matters and what we recommend in our, in our groups, in our online groups, is open your cupboard doors, open your refrigerator, and have the trash can sitting right by you, and get rid of everything that triggers you. You are worth so much more than any of that food. Your health, your independence, your ability to move. I could barely move 16 years ago. And now I'm living a much freer, much easier life. So I'm just going to make that as a little suggestion. I wanted to go over remembering that 200 calories a day extra will put 10 pounds on you in a year, or 15 pounds during COVID when you're not moving around as much as you usually do because you can't go in a store to walk, you know, you can't go anywhere. Oh, wait, I'm 72. You guys might not have restricted yourself quite as much as I did. You know, I still don't go in a market masked if it looks too busy. I was at the beach for sunset the other night, and I forgot to put my mask on when I got out of the car. I was right by my car. People started coming up the walk. And whether they were masked or not, all of a sudden I realized, oh my goodness, people are walking back and I don't have a mask on and I don't want to be that close to that many people. You know, am I paranoid? Yeah. But so far I've managed to stay healthy, and that's what it's about. So I just wanted to go over a couple of things that, you know, that add calories when you don't even think about them. Okay. We talked, we talked a bit about having that small hamburger for lunch, but forgetting to tell them to leave off the dressing. And how many calories was that? That was about 100 calories. All right. You're at work. The candy jar is calling to you. The peppermint patties they're snack-sized peppermint patties, so one shouldn't be a big deal. How many calories do you think that is? Anybody? Just toss it out there. Shout it out.
120.
60?
Yeah, about 60. It's about 60 calories. But remember, 60 calories, are you really going to eat just one? That's the first question. The second question is, you know, what else could you do with that 60 calories? And if you forgot to leave the dressing off your burger and then you have a peppermint patty, you're almost at that 200 calories in the day that's going to start putting weight on you. You're getting your computer work done. You need something to give you a little break as you work. So you grab a medium-sized orange. You're not hungry, but you grab a medium-sized orange. Remember, the difference is you're not hungry. How many calories do you think that is?
70?
It's about 45. You're doing pretty well. Pretty well. Okay. You're getting a little hungry. And it's too early for dinner. You decide to eat the other half of the protein bar that's in your drawer. Kathy had to leave, but, you know, she would be nodding her head at this one. How many calories do you think that extra protein bar, that extra half of the protein bar might be?
Probably 50.
140? 100?
Anywhere between 75 and 150, depending on what the whole protein bar was. And that's where it becomes critical. But, you know, you're getting kind of hungry and it's too early for dinner. Do you know the first thing I do? Am I hungry or am I thirsty? Remember that hunger is often a signal for thirst. Your body doesn't often distinguish the two. So try some water, some tea, something else first. All right, you're cleaning out the refrigerator. You decided to take my advice. You're cleaning out the fridge. But you notice there's only like 2 ounces of juice left. You need the space, and you want to throw out that half-gallon container. How many calories in that quarter cup of juice?
At least 100.
Yeah,
around 100.
Yeah, it's between 30 and 40. Yeah, a half a glass of juice of OJ or something like that is typically about 120 calories, you know, for 4 ounces. So it's about half of that. So we've talked about several hundred calories already. Okay. The kids are having mini powdered donut. the lady with the 3 years old, 3 year old, mini powdered donuts, little ones, or the lady teaching middle school, they buy a little packet of mini donuts out of the snack bar, out of the snack machine. They look so good. Having one of those can't hurt you, right? What do you got there?
A 100?
Yeah, I would say about over 100.
Yeah, it's about between 65 and 100 calories, depending on if it's, you know, it's just a powdered sugar donut. It's not chocolate covered. I wouldn't bother with a powdered sugar donut. It would have to be chocolate for it to be well. Again, I'm sharing my triggers with you all, but that's it. You know, I'm being honest. I'm being real with you. I'm being authentic because none of us is perfect. And none of us is going to be perfect after weight loss surgery. You just need to be aware. And if you're aware and you know what you want, you clearly know what you're reaching for, you'll get it. You'll get there. You know, there's a lady on this call who happens to be sideways right now, Linda, who knew what she wanted and has gotten there and is staying there. She's done a fabulous job of shedding all her weight and is keeping it off because she's constantly working at it. And that's what it takes, constantly being aware. Now, this doesn't have to be an obsession. This doesn't have to drive you crazy. But if you learn it as a new habit, you'll start looking at these things the same as you look at brushing your teeth. Just the same. You brush your teeth and you wash your face in the morning, right? You put your socks on, you put your shoes on, or, you know, whatever. You put your boots on, you get dressed, or you get dressed from the waist up if it's all Zoom calls that day, maybe. You know, who knows? But at any rate, there are things that you do without thinking. Let's not let eating continue to be one of them. That's probably, you know, walking, breathing, brushing our teeth, brushing our hair, taking a shower, fixing coffee, you know, all of these things we do habitually. We don't need to put our hand in the cookie jar consistently out of habit. We don't need to grab a cookie. We don't need to grab the 14 chips that are a serving, you know, on driving on the way home because you're in traffic and it's a long commute. Those 14 chips, how much do you think those are worth?
150?
Yeah.
About 200?
About 150, on average, between 140 and 160 calories. So 150 is right there. And guess what? Even these things that say they're good and they're baked and they're this and they're that, they're still the same number of calories and the same 2 grams of protein. They're highly processed and they're not going to do your body any good. So what could you have if you need a snack? If you really do need a bridge, if you're going to be in traffic for an hour, you ate lunch at, say, noon, you're leaving work at 4 o'clock, and it's going to be 5 o'clock before you get home and 6 o'clock before you eat. So that's 6 hours between your meals. You're drinking water, but what if you really do need food? What are some good snack ideas? Let's come up with those.
An apple.
That could work, but I rarely will eat fruit without a protein with it because fruit is a carbohydrate that goes right into your system, raises my blood sugar level, and then 20 minutes to a half hour later drops it, and I'm starving. Even with
Maybe not. The fiber
in the apple. So what I would do with an apple is I take one of those little kid size small apples, cut it in half, and probably have a string cheese with it. If I'm going to have it at all, that's me. You have to find what works for you. But an apple is a good idea because the small apples don't have a lot of calories. They do have a lot of carbohydrates, but they, you know, will give you some satisfaction. And an apple is definitely a better choice than a banana. You save 40 calories. If you eat fat-free cottage cheese instead of full-fat cottage cheese, you save 21 calories on your half cup. If you eat light margarine instead of regular, I would rather not use it, you save 40 calories. If you eat light dressing instead of regular, you can save 30 calories. My salad dressings, my go-to salad dressings for anybody that's looking, if I'm not making it myself with some oil and vinegar, are Bolthouse dressings. They have all sorts of flavors. They're in the refrigerated section by the salads, by the produce. And they're 40 calories for, they're between 35 and 45 calories for 2 tablespoons. It's a gram of protein. They're yogurt-based, and they have very few carbs in them. Read the label. There's not a whole lot of bad stuff. I can pronounce everything on the label. It's not the greatest, but it works for me. That way I get a creamy salad dressing, which I love, for 35 to 45 calories. I never need more than 2 tablespoons. I use it often instead of mayonnaise to make tuna salad, chicken salad, et cetera, salad. It works. That's one idea. When I make eggs, I want to reduce, you know, eggs are 70 calories, 6 grams of protein per. I will have whole eggs in my house and I will have egg white in my house, you know, that you can buy in the little containers. And I'll use one egg and the equivalent of 2 servings of the egg white. Instead of using 2 eggs, I up my protein and still reduce my calories. It works for me. So there's a lot of ways you can save hundreds of calories in a day. So anybody, let's just sum this up with a couple of really, you know, significant savings. Who still eats rice? White rice, brown rice, whatever.
I still eat brown rice.
Okay. Brown rice is healthier because you've got the minerals in it, and you, which also means you have some fiber in it. But at any rate, I have subbed 95% of where rice would be used with rice cauliflower. Why? Because half to two-thirds of the cup of rice cauliflower is 25 calories. A half cup of cooked rice is 120 calories. So while I'm in the weight loss stage, the considerable weight loss stage, I want to make these changes. And before you get there, while you're trying to lose the pound necessary to meet your the bariatric program and get approved for surgery, easy substitution. So think about that. How about pasta? Who's pasta? Okay, Kelly, that's fine. I'm not saying you're wrong. We need to come to terms and look at this is only a possibility. It might work well for you, and then it might not. How much is in a cup of pasta? Anybody have an idea? How many calories in a cup of cooked pasta?
160.
It's anywhere between, well, it's typically about 180 to 200 calories in a cup of pasta. Anybody try a cup of spaghetti squash? Cooked? How many calories in that?
Like 40.
Yeah. 42, exactly. It's a great substitution. How about zoodles? You know, zucchini noodles? Anybody try those?
I have.
And do you know how many calories is in a cup of those cooked?
I'm going to guess about the same as spaghetti squash.
No, it's half. It's about 20.
Oh. Yeah. Wow.
And when I cook zoodles now, I do them in the air fryer because it seems to leach all the moisture out so they don't make whatever I'm putting them in. And then I'll move them to, you know, mix with whatever I'm putting them in. And, you know, it helps a little in keeping things from getting soggy.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
No, I thought about that.
It's really, these are things I've taught myself and learned over the years. So I hope this call was helpful. What are you taking away? Anybody, what are you taking away from the call?
I'm going to definitely start pre-packing my snacks.
Excellent.
And really good snacks, such as eggs and the celery with the peanut butter. You know, that's going to help me be the most beneficial to me.
That's a great idea. Thank you. And thank you for sharing that. Anybody else? What are you taking away?
Well, I'm having more.
Okay, Sarah, go ahead.
Sorry, pay more attention to what you're eating, the calories and such.
That's excellent. Yeah, very good. Thank you. Anybody else? I have somebody who, you know, in my visual is down right below Sarah's.
Well, I'm having my surgery in 5 days, and I honestly, this has been super helpful because it's been able to give me insight that I haven't really had the time to think about, because I'm doing my surgery because I have PCOS.
Yeah.
And for the longest time I've been a vegetarian and a pescatarian, and I was also a vegan. Thank you, Kelly. But now that I'm about to do this surgery, I'm doing my liquid diet. Mm-hmm. So I'm really craving salmon, and I'm jealous of you guys that are eating salmon tonight.
Well, it might be a couple of months before you're able to tolerate salmon, but you'll have it again, and you'll have it often because it's such a tasty, healthy food that's full of protein and good omega-3 fatty acids that are so important to our bodies to deal with inflammation. And, you know, part of PCOS is your body is inflamed all the time.
Correct. Yeah. So I'm very excited. I can't wait for the day that I can sit in front of a piece of salmon again. But it's been super helpful to sit here because I think going into surgery, I'm nervous.
Yes.
And I'm nervous to get it right. But something that you said today, like just really, it got to me. It's like to not be perfect, but to just be aware, you know, and to just try to make better choices. And that was great. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you for sharing that with us, and best of luck to you. What surgery are you having?
I'm doing the gastric sleeve.
Uh-huh. Okay. So when you're on your liquid diet, when you go to your full liquid diet, take a look at bone broths.
Bone broths.
Yeah, because it'll be something warm and something savory as opposed to all the sweet stuff.
Okay.
Okay, and you can, you know, and they come flavored, and they also have protein. Typically, they're around 40 calories a cup with 9 grams of protein.
Okay.
It's really good protein because it's made from, you know, you get the collagen out of the bones, and all the stores, all the markets, you know, should have it in one form or another in, you know, with the soups. So
okay,
just an idea that I didn't know about going into surgery 16 years ago that I wish I did. And any time I need to go back to liquids, or I'm not feeling well, or I'm making soup at home, instead of using chicken broth, you know, I use chicken bone broth, and it adds a few calories, but it ups the protein. I use chicken bone broth when I make split pea and ham soup and get it with a little bit of ham, you know, chopped up in it, but I'll get a center cut slice of ham, and it's loaded with protein that way and full flavor too. So it's great. You can cook with
perfect.
It. A little bit will steam something, veggies or something. Mm. It's all good. Just a new toy. Another new toy.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else? Anybody else have some takeaways they want to share? And thank you again, Melissa, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
I'm taken away from this is my first time meeting on here, but just more insight on, thank you, on making better decisions. And actually, I was listening to advice you was giving somebody else of taking a picture of the food before you taste it. So I'm definitely going to take that advice too.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing. Well, you know, you guys, you've been wonderful. I just want you to know, again, we'll have another support group call on the first Saturday in March, and I don't have the date up in front of me, but you can look, and, you know, it's the same dial-in information, et cetera. I would appreciate it if you would go to our Facebook page and put a comment, you know, where we're talking about the support group, you know, what you took away from the call, or, you know, was it good? Was it helpful? You can get your confirmation at WLSSuccessMatters.com/support. Support in all.
.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. WLSSuccessMatters.com/support, all in small letters. Your confirmation will be there. You can email us at, you know, WLSSuccessMatters@gmail.com. Also, we have, for anybody who has had surgery and is currently struggling, we have a Back on Track class beginning March 1st. That's an online class, private, small group, and it's great. People have lost up to 25 pounds in the 6-week period. And that's when we also monthly begin anew. We add you to our existing group of the original WLS Success Matters weekly weigh-in group. It's a secret Facebook group. And we've had several members on the call tonight. And they belong because they're heard, they're listened to, they're understood, and they're never judged in the group. We celebrate everything with them, and we just keep motivating each other. And just so that you know, every Wednesday evening, if you become part of this group, every Wednesday evening, we have a private call just for our members. That is, you know, it's an open conversation of, you know, a support call. We set up a new challenge for the week. This week, our challenge is, you know, it's kind of related to this, which I had picked out in advance. This week, our challenge is, you know, portion control, personal accountability, protein first. It's all there. Start your meal. And when you're done, take a picture. Remember, we no longer want to be members of the Clean Plate Club if we're not hungry. We want to stop when our body says we've had enough. After surgery, that sometimes comes as a hiccup, a burp, our nose running, various signs, or just a sigh even. But we need to, this is part of paying attention. It's part of being mindful. Just stop. And guess what? You share it in the group so they get to see what you ate, and you can share, you know, the information about it. But you're taking pictures of it. So it becomes part of this process to give you more experience doing it. And that group is about to start again the first Tuesday in March. It'll go for 3 months. And again, that information is there at our website, WLSSuccessMatters.com. Our cookbook's there. And we had people interested in the cookbook. It's called Eat Your Way to Success and Learn How to Control Hunger, because that's what the food will do. I'm going to stay on the line. It's after 6. You're welcome to go. People have, you know, had to leave. I'm going to stay on the line for a few minutes. If anybody has any additional questions, I would be glad to, you know, to answer them as best as I can. So anybody have any questions? Otherwise, namaste. Thank you. And good night.
Hi. I have a couple questions.
Sure.
My name is Sasha. So I actually suffer from chronic adrenal fatigue. And so, like, I've been really reading up on it. Is it a common occurrence that people typically have issues with, like, fatigue and stuff? Or I'm just trying to figure out, like, how best to be able to manage afterwards.
Okay, so if you suffer from chronic adrenal fatigue, you've been diagnosed, you know, based on what you're telling me, do you have a food plan that and supplement plan that you have been told to follow or suggested that you follow?
So I'm still pre-op, but I'm really just trying to narrow all that stuff down while I'm still meeting the requirements to be even approved by my insurance.
Okay.
I just figured, you know, like,
you haven't answered the critical part. Who diagnosed you with chronic adrenal fatigue?
My general practitioner.
Okay. Has your general practitioner suggested any supplements or foods or anything to help you with the chronic adrenal fatigue?
No.
Perhaps if you're working on meeting your insurance requirements, you're working with a bariatric practice right now, am I correct?
Yes.
Perhaps you would like to visit with the nutritionist at the bariatric practice. Fatigue is something that obese people frequently suffer from, because for me, carrying around 424 pounds got pretty damn tiring. Did I have any diagnosed syndrome or symptom? Not that I was aware of, you know, other than hypertension and asthma and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know where you are in the process. I don't know your body. I don't know what other diagnoses you might have, you know, from the doctor. So it's best that you work with, you know, with a nutritionist or with a doctor on setting that up. It's a great question, though, because PCOS also causes fatigue. And, you know, there are so many causes to literally chronic fatigue. You're being very specific about yours. I don't know anything about chronic adrenal fatigue. I know, you know, some naturopaths treat adrenal fatigue, but that's as much as I know. So I would suggest you speak with a medical professional and or a nutritionist. Okay?
Okay.
Did you have any other questions? You said you had several.
No, oh my goodness. I can't even think of what the other one was right now.
And you can hang on for a moment. And anybody else have any questions? No questions? You're all good? All right. So I want to say thank you very much for joining. I hope the call was beneficial to you. Linda, you're still sideways. I think she's frozen also. I don't know.
No, I'm not frozen.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to say thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome. I hope the call, you know, I hope the call was beneficial to you. Linda is a star patient. She is a star patient. The woman, her goal weight was 120. She rarely runs beyond 119, and that's in a bad week. She walked like a crazy person on the treadmill or outside, but she lives in Connecticut, snows too much, you know, for walking outside, unless she gets snowshoes right now. Up in the northwestern part of Connecticut.
Hey, Wendy.
I'm Sandy, by the way.
Oh, Sandy, I'm sorry. Okay. This is Kimberly. I have a general question. I'm still pre-op, like Kelly up there was talking. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that's concerning me is now that we have to, like, get into this new life that we're in, where you have to kind of build everything around the fact that a lot of us are still dealing with the COVID. Like, I work for healthcare, so I'm not out and active a lot like I was. Even if I was only active a little bit at work, like trying to take a small walk with my coworkers and things like that, we don't have that option anymore. And I've been trying to, like, incorporate things around the home. I actually live in Pennsylvania, so the thought of walking outside now in a couple of feet of snow is not an option.
No.
And every time it clears up a little bit, it snows again. So I'm just wondering, like, what are other options that I can do where I don't have to keep worrying about, not necessarily the boredom, but I get to the point where I'm doing something and I'm hurt and I can't do it anymore. So then I'm out of the game and I can't keep doing that particular workout because maybe it wasn't the best one for me. So what are some kind of, like, things that you could suggest for homebodies that are working from home and everything's from home? Kids are at home now because we're all stuck in the house, in a sense, dealing with the COVID situation.
And winter.
Winter, absolutely.
Never a really pretty sight. You know, the prettiest days are those days when it's so bitter cold outside that it can't snow and the sky's perfectly blue and the sun's perfectly bright, but you walk outside and you go, oh my goodness, you know, it's quite cold. Okay, so, you know, YouTube is a wonderful thing.
Yes.
You can just, you know, search YouTube for walking exercises. Do you like to dance? Do your kids like to dance?
Yeah, unfortunately, they do.
So why not find, like, a Zumba class online and the whole family? Just push everything back and try a Zumba class. And you know what? You never have to keep doing something if it hurts. What you can do,
right. Modify.
I'm 72. Okay. If you don't think I modify my strength training exercises, I have a bad back also. I have scoliosis.
Right.
The whole left side of my back is collapsed. I still do strength training two days a week. I'm on my recumbent bike at home because that's what I've had to do now. 7 days a week.
Okay. Yeah, I did subscribe to something through like one of the Apple programs, like my insurance, Highmark or one of those, offered us the discount.
Yeah.
So I have been doing that like 3 or 4 days a week. I just wanted to make sure it was, like, sometimes it does get kind of monotonous, and I do have my boys. I'm the only female in my house, by the way, me and the dog. So sometimes it gets a little monotonous trying to juggle life around a house full of males, including the big baby husband that I have here.
Yeah, they all are, aren't they?
Yes. And yeah. Since all I got to do is look at a slice of bread and I gain 100 pounds, it seems like life is different for me in this house, you know? Yeah. And I was just trying to find new ways, because even my job said we are never returning to an office. So I don't want to become, you know, like, I've reached a goal weight. I'm really trying. I've lost 25 pounds. I feel really good, but some days it's like, you know, it's not necessarily the feeling, it's the motivation. I don't know if anybody feels that, like the motivation, because it's the COVID. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just being stuck in the house. You feel restricted. Yeah. It's just like being on a diet. You feel restricted. But
right.
Making delicious food, if everything that goes in your mouth is delicious, you know, it's not a diet. It's a lifestyle.
Right.
So what you're trying to do is create that new lifestyle for yourself, and good for you for doing that before your surgery. There's also walking videos, okay? And you can, in the house, Leslie.
Okay.
The oldest ones, I believe, are, you know, Leslie Sansone, you know.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Ever old, but they're good. You'll work up a sweat. That's what you want to do, is you want to raise your heart rate, you know, and right. work up a little bit of a sweat. If you like dancing, come up with a playlist and get your, how old are your kids?
14 and 10.
Okay, so the 14-year-old might really roll his eyes at you. Yeah.
Yeah. He's pretty good. He has a disability, so he's more like having another 10-year-old, but he's wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's fine, but you know what I mean about teenagers.
That's right. That's right.
Teenager eye rolls. But yeah, you know, get them as involved as you can in what you're doing. It's good for them too if they're currently going to school online.
Yes, they are. And that is a good idea. And they want to really support me. Everybody's here to support me, and they understand. So,
good.
Yeah, they understand. They don't want mommy to have a heart attack or hypertension anymore, or all of the other problems that I have accumulated over my lifetime of taking care of them.
Yeah, I will. I've been there, done that. You know, and it's currently too big on me. So, you know, you'll get there too. So,
yeah,
you know, it's all good. So, Kimberly, I want to congratulate you for getting this done. I also want to congratulate you, Kelly, and the other caller on the line that I can't see, you know, for coming here before surgery, for coming up with questions and comments, for listening and trying to integrate this into your new life. If you need support online, remember, even for you before surgery, that weekly weigh-in group that we have can be a godsend to you, because it's not one of the groups where you'll say, I blew it. I ate half of my kids' chocolate cake, or I ate half of my kids' pizza, or whatever, or I couldn't take it anymore, so we ordered in Chinese food, and we had this, and there's so few things on the Chinese menu, Chinese restaurant menu that are really edible, you know, within the, that taste good, that are within the realm of the weight loss surgery patient. We don't say, oh, bad Kimberly, it's not good.
Right.
Nobody judges you. Everybody wants you to succeed, and we all want to succeed together. So when you're in the boat, you know, you don't want to sink the ship. You want to raise it up. And that's what we're there for, all doing together. So consider it for now before surgery, or definitely for something after surgery. I know you'll love it. You know, I can tell by the type of person that you are. You're working towards, you know, so much, you know, so much good stuff for you. You too, Kelly. You know, and Linda's been part of our family for years. And
good.
The only other one I can see online. And the other caller, you know, listen to it. Any other questions? Because my salmon's waiting, but I'm here to answer questions till 6:30. So any other questions, you guys?
You can also try paint bucket house too.
I'm sorry.
What was it?
Say again.
I was going to say she can also try pace walking in her house.
Yes.
Okay. That's a good idea. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
That's good. I got 4 levels in here to do that.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's great. And if you have, you know, do you have an Apple Watch?
I unfortunately do. The watch that keeps telling me, it's time for you to get up, Kimberly. It's time to take a walk, Kimberly. It's time to take a breath, Kimberly. I'm like, you're more bossy than my own husband or my mom.
Yeah,
well, and I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I do.
You do. The good thing about that is listen to it when it says it's time for you to get up. The worst thing you can do is sit on our
bum
asses all day long.
Yeah.
Get up every hour or so. And if we do nothing else, walk around the area that we're, you know, in for 5 minutes. If we do nothing else, take a break and stare out the window at the snow and the slush, you know? Whatever. You might be surprised if the sun comes out for a while and the tree and any trees around you start dripping, you're going to have that beautiful fairyland out there of icicles on the tree.
I know. I can't wait.
It's just so beautiful. Now, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and I lived in Connecticut, for several years. So yeah, and then Cincinnati. I'm an East Coast person, but in Cincinnati, an inch of snow and traffic would come to a halt. I laughed.
Oh.
I didn't laugh the night it took me 2.5 hours to get, no, I'm sorry, it took an hour and a half, 90 minutes for me to get 3 miles from my office to my house.
Yes.
Nobody knows how to drive in the snow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just have
not like that out here.
Oh, I know that. Kelly, go ahead.
The one thing I'm a little concerned about is the drinking, not being able to drink with your meal, like stopping 30 minutes before and then not drinking during and then waiting till after. Do you have any tips on that? I didn't start yet, but I plan on starting it after this weekend. I'm starting to do that just to try and get ready to be able to do that. But I feel like I'm finding it, thinking about it, is making me thirstier. Like, I'm not a big drinker. So I'm like now all of a sudden I'm noticing that I'm sipping and I'm like, stop.
No, that's,
I felt the same way.
That's perfect because you ladies need to drink 64 ounces of water a day, and you need to get it in between your meals, stopping 30 minutes before and stopping again 30 minutes after. So practicing now and drinking up to, you know roughly when you're going to have your meal, set an alarm on your smartphone or on your watch that says time to stop. And why are you waiting until after this weekend, Kelly?
Am I waiting? No particular reason. Okay. I was just trying to work things in. Like, I was trying to add things. Like, I started vitamins this week. So I was just trying to do it incrementally.
You have a schedule you're working with, and that's fine. But if you didn't have a schedule you were working with, there's no better time than right now.